This is an audio test for microphone number one between the Salem Red Sox and the Lynchburg Hillcats. This is an audio test for microphone number two between the Salem Red Sox and the Lynchburg Hillcats. For the third time this season, we have the Battle of 460 as the Salem Red Sox and the Lynchburg Hillcats will kick off a six-game series tonight as two teams are only separated by an hour of distance but a half a game in the standings, 17-15 Lynchburg Hillcats and the 17-16 Salem Red Sox. Let's look at the visiting Lynchburg Hillcats starting lineup, starting off with shortstop number 10, Yordes Valdez, followed by second baseman number 1, Jake Fox. Hitting third, the right fielder, number 34, Jorge Burgos. Hitting cleanup, third baseman, number 8, Milan Tolentino. Hitting the fifth spots, first baseman, number 27, Will Bartlett. Hitting sixth, the center fielder, number 22, Isaiah Green. Tonight's DH for the Hillcats. Batting seventh is number 13, Richard Paz. Batting eighth is the catcher, number 7, Joe Donovan. And then rounding up the order, it's a left fielder in number 9 in Scaling Rodriguez. And we look in tonight to the starting pitcher for the Salem Red Sox crew, and getting the ball in their hand tonight is Felix Cepeda, who will be making his first start this season. He has 5 appearances for the Salem Red Sox this year, but no start to show for the right-handed pitcher. And we look in the last series, the Salem Red Sox, they did a good job up in Salisbury. Kevin, how did it go up in Maryland?
Well, they took 5 of 6, highlighted by an excellent performance from Blaze Jordan, hitting .409 in that series. Look for him to continue the success at the plate here this series as well.
We got game number 33 of the season coming up for the Lynchburg Hillcats. Game number 34 of the year coming up for the Salem Red Sox. And it will all begin with Felix Cepeda versus Yordes Valdez. And in with the play-by-play, here's Kevin Dinamenico.
Thanks so much, Andy. First pitch on the way up and outside for ball one. First pitch comes at 7:04, 79 degrees, a beautiful windy day here in Salem. Next one in there called strike, 1-1. Dimensions here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, 325 down the line in right field as that one swung on line shot foul. Left side 1-2, 4-1 to dead center, 325 down the line and left. Cepeda winds, kicks and deals. Swing and a miss, he struck out Yordes Valdez to start things off. Red Sox defensive alignment, Cepeda Mexicano the battery, Miller at first, Manassi at second, Meyer over at short, Jordan at third, Lopez, Paulino, and Vaughn left to right in the outfield. Elliot Melton on the base paths, Paul Molman behind home plate calling balls and strikes. And the first pitch on the way is upstairs and out for ball one. This is to Jake Fox, didn't play last game. Next one is in there called strike, 1-1. Again, game number 34, the 10th meeting between the two squads. So we're going to foul back to the screen.
Good start by Cepeda to get the strikeout going, Kevin. His whip is pretty phenomenal, a 1.15, one of the best we see on the Salem pitching roster.
And here comes the 1-2. Fly ball foul, lifted left side. Yeah, he's got a 5.19 ERA. Again, as you mentioned, making his first start. He's got a save under his belt. An 8 2/3 innings pitched. Swing and a miss. Another strikeout. Jake Fox is down on strikes and a couple of swinging strikeouts to start off the game here in the first. One thing to look at, 11-5 strikeout to walk ratio. Now he has struggled with the walks in his career. A couple of seasons in minor league ball and sports a 156 average against. So we got a chopper up the middle. Tough play. Backhanding is Bonassi. Throws on the run, and Miller can't pick it. And it's Jorge Burgos, an infield single.
Well, sometimes it just goes the way. And for Lynchburg, that was a good situation for them. Tough play for Bonassi, but first time we've seen the Salem Red Sox defense tested tonight. But just Miller could not get the right scoop over at first.
So one on, two out. Here in the top of the first, it brings up Milan Tolentino. Tolentino, 368 this season. 12 runs batted in, up and out belt, high ball one. Lynchburg wearing their classic blue vests, teal sleeves to go along with it. Inside ball two. Gray pants, Lynchburg across their chest in teal, while the Red Sox are sporting their all-white uniforms with Red Sox across their chests in red. 2-0, upstairs ball three.
And after Cepeda's been able to really find the groove in the first two batters, Kevin, it's been a struggle so far against Tolentino.
Pitch, it's in there, called strike.
I would be scared to put anything in the zone, though, for a 368 hitter in Tolentino. Back in early April, he was a pretty good hitter for this Hillcat squad.
Next one, swung on and fouled back to the screen. Yeah, still looking for his first home run of the season. Kind of on a weaker stretch last three games. He's won for his last 12. Those last three coming against Down East. Payoff pitch. Runner going on a pitch inside, and he walked him. So two on, two out. All of a sudden for the Hillcats, they're threatening in the top of the first. We mentioned Cepeda struggling with the walks. That's the sixth of the season and has a walk in every appearance he's had this season. Brings up Will Bartlett. Five hitter playing first this evening. And the first pitch is swung on and missed. Big hack from number 27. Comes up empty, nothing and one. Bartlett, two for his last four. Three for his last seven. Solid series against Down East. Breaking ball in the dirt. Mexicano can't find it. Both runners advance. Second and third now, two outs. And now a big couple pitches coming up.
3 minutes ago, you didn't think that this was going to be the situation. The top of the first went. Now with two runners in scoring position, they got Bartlett at the plate. 15 RBIs this season, one of the best on this Lynchburg team.
Second and third, top of the first. The pitch, up and outside ball two. Two outs, a couple of strikeouts recorded by Cepeda, both swinging. Valdez and Fox. Here's the 2-1. Inside ball three. And what we're seeing Cepeda do now is get behind some of these Lynchburg hitters. We saw it with Tolentino and Burgos. Now here with Bartlett. Three balls, one strike. Kick in the pitch. Popped up foul, first base side. And a payoff pitch ensues. So a single to the outfield should score two. Can Bartlett come through? The pitch. We got a line shot right center field, giving chase is Vaughn, and he's under it. He makes the catch. That one shot into the gap, but Vaughn able to track it down. Some trouble for Cepeda. He battles out. Bottom one we go. No score on MILB.TV. Bottom of the first we go. The Red Sox 2-up here on MILB.TV. Hillcats went down first two in order. Valdez, Fox swinging strikeouts. Burgos a single. Tolentino a single to follow. And then Bartlett lined out to right to finish things off. A zero in the top of the first for the Hillcats. See what the Red Sox have to offer. Edinson Paulino will lead things off. Brynner Bonassi hitting second. And Marcelo Meyer back in the lineup for the first time at home in some time. First pitch on the way, lefty-lefty matchup, and it's down for ball one. They will face Rodney Boone, who's 1-0 with a 2.03 ERA, making his seventh start, 41 strikeouts to just five walks. Looks in, winds, kicks, and fires upstairs for ball two. It'll be Edinson Paulino, Brynner Bonassi, Marcelo Meyer, Nico Cabanas hitting fourth in the DH spot, Blaze Jordan at third hitting fifth, Eduardo Lopez hitting sixth and left. Next one on the way is chop foul, first base side. Tyler Miller hitting seventh. He's over at first. Eduardo Vaughn in right, batting eighth. And Gilberto Mexicano hitting ninth behind the dish. Up and in on a breaking ball, 3-1. So it's Paulino, Bonassi, Meyer, Cavadas, Jordan, Lopez, Miller, Vaughn, and Mexicano. Three balls, one strike. Lefty-lefty matchup. Here's the pitch. Swinging a high chopper foul, similar to the other foul ball. It's 3-2. Paulino 0-4. On Sunday, scored a run. Edinson trying to right the ship. He's hitting 260 in the first 34. Here's the payoff pitch. Walked him on a fastball up and away. Leadoff runner aboard here for Salem. That's only the sixth walk of the season for Rodney Boone. And when you look at how many innings he's pitched here this season, very impressive. 26 and two-thirds. Here's Bonassi. Takes the first pitch, a called strike, backdoor breaking ball.
It's worth noting that we're seeing Bonassi star in the right-hander's batter box. You got Rodney Boone, the lefty, up to the plate. Bonassi with that switch hitting ability, two guys on this lineup have that opportunity.
Swings through a fastball outer half. At 87, it's nothing and two. Bonassi's heated up the last couple of games, especially the last three against Delmarva. Next one on the way. Up and inside at the hands. One ball and two strikes. Eight hits in those last three games. In 12 tries. Had quite the series. Average up to 325. Here's the pitch. Up and away, ball two. Month of May has treated him well. 326. Not to mention the month of April. 324 clip with 12 hits. The 2-2 lunging at a pitch down. It's popped up left side. Should be playable for Rodriguez in left. No, it's Valdez, the shortstop, making the catch. Backhanded in shallow left. One away. So that brings up Marcelo Meyer. Meyer getting an appearance with one on, one out here in the bottom of the first inning. No score. Kevin DiDomenico, Andy Losey here with you. In the 10th meeting between the two teams. And two teams that will meet quite a bit here this season. Another lefty-lefty matchup in the first pitch. Off speed at 80, a called strike. Meyer just two games played in the month of May. Played back on May 10th against Delmarva. 0-1. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Excellent pitch. Slider at 78. Meyer couldn't catch up.
And Meyer's been, before his reappearance on May 10th, Kevin, was out of the lineup for over 2 weeks' time, but made an impact on Sunday.
0-2. Up and away. You talk about that impact he made. 3-for-6, 2 RBIs. And picked up where he left off. Had a fantastic April where he had 333, 19 hits, and 57 tries. Had a homer and 10 runs batted in. Boone tries for the 1-2. Runner going on a pitch down. Marcelo Meyer strikes out. The throw is high. And the base is stolen by Edinson Paulino. Two outs. Runner in scoring position for the Red Sox. Now worth noting, the Red Sox are now 33-for-37 in terms of stolen bases. Extremely impressive for the Sox on the base paths. It brings up Nico Cavadas. Cavadas hitting 256. Waits in from the left side. The pitch upstairs and out. At the letters, ball one. Nico, a couple of homers, 13 runs batted in here this season. Struggled in the series against Delmarva. Sporting just one hit in the six games played. Off speed away at 79. It's 2-0. Shift on for Nico as Boone comes set. The pitch. Takes a fastball up and out. It's a called strike, 2-1. Fox playing deep in the hole at second, shading up the middle is Valdez. Tolentino in his normal spot over at third, as is Bartlett at first. Here's the 2-1. Breaking ball and a good one at 80, and it just misses. Donovan wanted the call, didn't get it. Defensive alignment for Lynchburg, Boone and Donovan the battery. Bartlett over at first, Fox at second, Valdez at short. Tolentino at third, and Rodriguez, Green, and Burgos left to right in the outfield. Here's the 3-1. Upstairs and in, and he walked him. Second walk here today for Rodney Boone, the seventh of the season. And here comes a red-hot, blazing-hot Blaze Jordan.
Absolutely, Kevin. Carolina League Player of the Week for the Salem Red Sox when they took on the Delmarva Shorebirds. You already talked about how great of a week that was for the team. But even a better week for Jordan, hit around 409 on the week up in Delmarva. Good to see him finally catching up to his stride.
Pitch swung on and fouled back. No balls, one strike to Blaze Jordan, two outs. Runners on first and second here in the bottom of the first. No score. Here's the pitch. Jordan swings and pops it up in the infield. All infielders are there. It's Valdez making the call and ending the inning. Both teams strand two runners. Only one hit to show for it. The Hillcats have it. We head to the second. Felix Cepeda's second inning of work. No score on MILB.TV. We head to the top of the second inning. No score here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. It'll be Isaiah Green, Richard Paz, and Joe Donovan for Lynchburg in the second. The first pitch is low and inside to Green for ball one. Back into the wind. Here's the pitch. Swing on a line drive up the middle, a base hit. Isaiah Green, a single to lead off the second. And Lynchburg is in business with their second hit of the evening. In the first, the Hillcats went down with a couple of strikeouts to start things off. Burgos and Tolentino both got aboard in back-to-back at-bats. Burgos with a single, Tolentino with a walk. And then Bartlett ended things with runners in scoring position with a line out to right. The first pitch is upstairs at the belt for Paz. Ball and no strikes for the Red Sox. Lead-off walk from Edson Paulino. Couple of outs, a Cavadas walk is a big swing and a miss there from Paz. It's 1-1. And then Blaze Jordan popped out to the shortstop, Valdez. The 1-1. Down and in, a called strike. Paz didn't like it. Looks like just below the knees, may have caught a knee on the back end, 1-2. The fastball at 93. Cepeda working quick regardless if there's a man on first or not. Plenty of time on the pitch clock as he tosses over to first. And getting back in time is Isaiah Green. Pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Strikeout number 3 for Felix Cepeda. And it brings up Joe Donovan. And it brings up Donovan, who's hitting 167, a homer, 9 RBIs for him. You look at Isaiah Green. He's got plenty of speed over there. At first, fastball up and inside, a ball and no strikes. He's got 5 stolen bases on the season. 69th overall pick in the 2020 draft. Out of Corona, California. Big hack and a miss, or foul back to the screen. 1-1. Initially drafted by the Mets. Competitive balance round in 2020, the Riverside, California native. Traded to the Guardians. 1-1. Check swing on a pitch up. He went all the way. And it's 1-2. The 1-2. Off the inside part of the bat, up the first base side, kind of squibbed, and Miller will take it himself for out number 2. Green advances to second, and there's 2 away here in the top of the second. Brings up Skeeling Rodriguez in another big spot. So Lynchburg with another chance with runners in scoring position. They didn't come through in the first. Now 0-for-1 with runners in scoring position, leaving 2 men on base. See what they can do here. First pitch is swung on and missed by Rodriguez. It's 0-1.
We're kind of getting in reverse of what we saw in the first inning, Kevin. A strong start in the first for Cepeda, but now a more strong finish in the second with back-to-back outs.
Foul tip into the glove this time of Mexicano. It's 0-2. See if Rodriguez can catch up here. Only played in 1 game against Down East. Went 0-for-3 back on May 13th. 0-2. Up and away. Hit .333 in the month of May so far. 3 hits and 9 tries. Played 2 games against Fredericksburg. Now getting his start in game 1 of the Salem series. Here's the 1-2. Fouled back to the screen. You're saying that struggled in the month of April. 5 hits and 34 tries, hitting .147. They went 2-for-10 against Salem. 1-2. Up and inside. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Top of the second inning. Beautiful day here at Salem Memorial. Wind blowing out to center field at 10 miles an hour in a 79-degree evening. 2-2 up and inside. And a great crowd on hand for a Tuesday at Salem Memorial. The Hillcats trying to strike here in the top of the second. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Cepeda set, target in, the pitch, up and in, he lost him and walked him. So for consecutive innings, the Hillcats will have 2 men on with 2 out. It takes us to the top of the order, and Yordis Valdez will come to the plate, but not before a trip from Nick Green.
Yeah, tough at-bat there for Felix Cepeda, and probably a necessary talk with Nick Green. You have an 0-2 count, and you let it get away with you with 2 outs. Keeps the inning going, but it also gets you to back to the top of the order, as you mentioned, Kevin. And although Cepeda made quick work of Valdez and Fox early on, these are some great hitters. Valdez, .263 on the season, so watch out for him to get something in play and make sure that his initiative, of course, to get the Hillcats on the board first.
Valdez, remember, struck out his first time in the first. Cepeda set, in trouble again, the pitch. Outside, 1-1. Comes back to the belt for the 1-0. Target in. Here's the pitch. Fouled back. Up toward the press box just below us. And the count is 1-1. Straight up defense. Looks like double play depth up the middle to an extent. And not anymore as Bonassi shifts over right side. A 1-1. Swung on and missed. 95 powered by Yordis Valdez. And it's 1-2. Lynchburg has left two men on already. Two on, two out. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Four strikeouts for Felix Cepeda. Gets out of a jam again. We head to the bottom of the second. Red Sox looking for their first run here in game one of the series against Lynchburg. Bottom of the second we go. No score here on MILB.TV. Kevin DiDomenico, Andy Losey here with you. Red Sox at 17-16. Hillcats 17-15. Both battling for position in the Carolina League North Division, which is gridlocked between the 2-3-4 spots. Lynchburg second at 17-15. Carolina at 17-16, along with Salem. And the first pitch of the bottom of the second drops in there as Boone pulls the string. It's a called strike. Nothing in one. To Eduardo Lopez. Yeah, one. Swung on, chopped right back to Boone. He gloves, runs over, underhand throw, and one away. Brings up Tyler Miller, the seven hitter today. He's hitting 175 on the season. Three big flies. And 12 runs batted in. 0 for 5 on Sunday. Was able to drive in a run. And the first pitch is outside at 78 off speed. 1-0. Next one. Fastball 87 outside. It just misses. 2-2. Miller started off the month of May hitting well, has struggled since. That one's ripped down the right field line. Foul. It's 2-1. In the month of May, hitting .087. And only has hits in two games. Here's the 2-1. Swung on, grounded. Right side, diving stop. Bartlett throws to the covering Boone, who tags the bag first before Miller. And just the break Tyler Miller didn't want there. And what a play by Bartlett. And Boone able to cover. There's two outs.
Yeah, quite the chase of the bag at first, Kevin. You know, Rodney Boone covering over after an impressive play made by Bartlett. And Miller giving it his all on that play, diving head first towards the bag. It looked really close up here, but right over it was the base path umpire. And Gillen Mulgan to call the out.
Brings up Eduardo Vaughn. Oh, fastball away, he takes. 1-0. On 2-0-3 on the season. 8 RBIs. Here's the pitch. Pulled the string. Does Boone called strike. Outside corner, 1-1. Boone working quickly, working on the near side of the rubber. 1-1. Looks in, gets the sign, winds, kicks, and fires. Swing and a foul tip off the end of the bat. Chop back to the mat. We were talking about how gridlocked this Carolina League North Division is between those three teams, just separated by a half a game. Line shot foul on the 1-2 behind home plate. Remember Lynchburg a couple games back, Fredericksburg at 17 and 15, then Carolina and Salem tied at 17 and 16. So this series will tell a lot.
The next 2 weeks, you have the first series against the Fredericksburg Nationals next week. It's a good season for the Commonwealth of Virginia teams.
Here's the 1-2. Check swing on a pitch up, didn't go. Try to get him a fastball at 88. It's 2-2.
And Salem this year has been better on the road than at home, so good opportunity against your rival here at Salem Memorial Ballpark.
A 2-2, check swing on a curveball down. This time he went around, and he struck him out. Strikeout number two on the day for Rodney Boone as we will head to the third. No score on MIOB.TV. Top of the third we go. Nothing to score here on MILB.TV. Lynchburg Hillcats two up here in the top half. And we'll go 2-3-4. Jake Fox, Jorge Burgos, and Milan Tolentino. First pitch, 93. Upstairs from Felix Cepeda. That's pitch number 44 of his evening. It's ball one as the next one's ripped into right field, a base hit. This is extra bases here for Jake Fox as it hits up against the wall. He trots into second with a leadoff double here in the top of the third, and once again, the Hillcats threaten.
First extra base hit we've seen tonight, Kevin, and it was absolutely smoked down the right field line. Fox is still so young, 19 years old of age for this Lynchburg team, and he has been a good hitter at times. Down in the FCL, he had over 400 last season. Took him a while to really get going here in the Carolina League, but now 232 coming into this at-bat. That will surely go up a little bit more.
And the first pitch to Jorge Burgos is outside for ball one. He's a guy who swung it well as a late two, and in his first at-bat, a base hit. 1-0. Up and outside, two balls, no strike, so once again, Felix Cepeda in some trouble. Some walking around in the Red Sox bullpen and some throwing. The 2-0. Swing and a miss on a pitch up. And that's how he's been effective. The fastball up and away with the velo to that one at 92. Line shot foul, 2-2. That was Jake Fox's fourth double of the season. Average up to 240 now. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Swinging a high fly ball out to left field. Should be playable for Lopez toward the track, toward the wall. Still drifting, he makes the catch. Up against the wall. Here's the runner trying to tag. The throw not in time. So with one out, Jake Fox will be at third.
that ball just keeps on drifting away, Kevin. I think that has to do with the wind that you mentioned earlier, the American flag kind of blowing out towards the left center field at Salem Memorial Ballpark. And for Lopez, I thought he was going to catch that ball 30 feet closer than he actually did. And great aggressive base running from Fox to get down the third.
Infield will come in for Salem. First pitch, a breaking ball at 87, and it's ball one. So every infielder on the edge of the infield grass. It's a paid-in company trying to hold it to a nothing-nothing game. He comes set, kicks and offers. Up and away, ball two. Top of the third inning, nothing-nothing to score. Hillcats and Red Sox. Hillcats have three hits, Red Sox have none. The pitch inside, he hit him, or at least it looked like it got him. And Tolentino still around the box, and time called by Molman. Interesting play. It looked like it ricocheted off his foot, at least from our angle, and it'll be 3-0.
I mean, what a bounce. It went all the way off of Mayakano's body, right back into fair play. If that took a hop behind the plate, Lynchburg would have a 1-0 lead.
3-0. Up and away. And it's ball four. Four-pitch walk for Felix Cepeda. That's walk number three on the evening. And that will do it for Cepeda's evening. So, new pitcher coming in for the Red Sox. Runners at the corners. Top of the third inning on MILB.TV. Alexander Montero is the new pitcher in for Salem. He comes in at 0-2, 7.45 ERA in a big spot. Runners at the corners, top of the third inning, and Will Bartlett takes the first pitch down for ball one. Appeared in six games. This is his seventh appearance of the season. 9 2/3 innings pitched. 10 strikeouts to 5 walks. 1-0 upstairs at 87. Bartlett lined out to right his last time to kill a rally for Lynchburg. They had runners on second and third with two outs. Pick over to first on the 2-0. Keeping an eye on Milan Tolentino, who has two of the three walks today for Lynchburg. The 2-0. So we got a high fly ball out to left center field. Paulino and Lopez having a conversation. It's Lopez or Paulino in center who makes the catch. But it will be a sacrifice fly, and advancing to second is Milan Tolentino. And it's the Lynchburg Hillcats 1 and the Red Sox nothing.
Two loud outs move Jake Fox from second to home, Kevin. And Lynchburg has been the better hitting team so far today. We've seen three hits from their offense already, one for each inning of the play. And although I don't think you're too upset if you're Salem in that situation, but now they have to get the inning done with another runner in scoring position.
Brings up Isaiah Green, who takes a fastball up and inside for ball one. Green singled his last time. The center fielder hitting 228. A couple of homers, nine runs batted in. Montero set at the letters. Looks to second. Kicks and deals. So we're going to ground ball. This should do it. Miller blocks it up. Takes it to first unassisted for out number three. But the Hillcats get one. A sacrifice fly. An RBI from Will Bartlett. And it's scored Jake Fox. We'll step aside. Middle of the third. 1-0 on MILB.TV. Bottom of the third we go. Yoberto Mexicano leading things off for the Red Sox. They trail it by one. It's 1-0 Hillcats. They got their run in the top of the third inning. And it'll be 9-1-2 for the 17-16 Salem Red Sox. Rodney Boone on for his third inning of work. One pitch and looking like one out. Fly ball to center field. Green is there, and he makes the catch. So one pitch, one out as we head to the top of the lineup. Edmundson Paulino will lead things off.
Well, what a showing we've seen from Rodney Boone his first time through the Salem Red Sox order. No hits given up. He has only walked two batters in the game so far. Both of that came back in the first inning of play.
First pitch inside just above the knees of called strike to Paulino. So the no-hitter still intact. Broadcaster's jinx still intact. We can say it.
It's the other team.
It's the other team. Check swing on a pitch out. Going to be a tough play. Charging as Fox throws. It is not in time. Edinson Paulino is aboard. And the Red Sox have what looks like their first hit of the evening. Yeah, they do.
There it is.
I mean, come on.
Well, you know, it could be in some good situations, you know, not to hit the baseball. Because we saw a team win on Sunday. The Pittsburgh Pirates.
That's right.
Situation. Didn't get a hit all game long, but still beat the Cincinnati Reds. But on a play,
and that's
right
just,
there.
That's the Reds' luck this season.
That
yeah.
It's most definitely their luck so far this season. But great piece of running there from Edinson Paulino to keep the inning going so far.
Fastball up and away, ball one. That's to Brainer Bonassi. I can't believe that just happened. I mean, that was textbook
almost,
jinx.
It's perfect.
Huh? Yeah.
Say something else. Why
yeah.
Are you?
Yeah. Pick over to first.
It's been 3 weeks since Boone has given up a home run.
He's through two and a third, 37 pitches, 22 of them strikes. Hasn't been great finding the strike zone or as efficient as he could be. Is that one's line foul, but has got out of situations when he's needed to. Red Sox had two on, two out back in the bottom of the first off of a couple of walks. They got plays Jordan to pop out, then a 1-2-3 second. 1-1. Ground ball hit hard. This is a double play ball. Tolentino to second for one. No, it's off the glove of Fox and into shallow center. Diving for third and diving in time is Edinson Paulino, and it's runners at the corners with one out. Textbook 5-4-3 double play looking like it was going to ensue. Tolentino tossed to second. And right off the glove of Fox, ricocheted into shallow center, and the speed of Paulino got him to third. So the first error of the game comes in the form of a Lynchburg Hillcats opportunity squandered off the glove of Jake Fox.
That's a play for Fox. You just never had it within the leather, Kevin. I thought for a second maybe it was the transfer over, but we saw our base path umpires say, no, keep going.
Meyer swings at the first pitch, hits one well. Out to center field, Green going back near the track, makes the catch, but it will be a sacrifice fly. Both runners advance. Trotting home is Edinson Paulino. It's a sacrifice fly for Marcelo Meyer, and the Red Sox respond the same way the Hillcats got their run in the top of the third. It's the Red Sox 1 and the Hillcats 1 on a Marcelo Meyer sacrifice fly.
Oh, piece of small ball right there for both sides. As you mentioned, the sacrifice fly driving in these players. But similar situation now here for Salem. They have another runner in scoring position with Bonassi with the great hitter, Cavadas.
Nico Cavadas lines one into right field. It's a base hit. Leaping up is Burgos, and he's able to corral. And that is a base running error right there from Briner Bonassi. He waited, and Luke Montz is about to give him an earful. He waited there, froze with two outs, and wasn't able to score. And that's when you got a break right away.
Yeah, tough situation there for Briner Bonassi. You just have to know what's happening with the scoreboard, what's going on in the plays. You're thinking in that situation, even though Burgos probably doesn't make that catch. He was falling pretty fast in front of the Hillcats right fielder. But in that situation, Bonassi trying to play smart, but had to realize the situation. That's okay, though, because it's a learning experience, and he's 90 feet away from giving Salem the lead.
It's okay as well because Blaze Jordan comes up the way he's been hitting. No problem for the Red Sox. First pitch off speed at 75, a ball and no strikes.
Kevin, what fascinates me the most about this inning has been how aggressive the Red Sox bats have been. I mean, Meccano first pitch, Paulino second pitch, Bonassi third pitch, and last year one on first pitches as well.
1-0 swung on and missed, another breaking ball at 75 this time. It's 1-1, and you make a good point. A lot of these hits, too, small ball, right? Ensign Paulino gets things going with one out on a chopper to the right side that he beats out. An error, a sacrifice fly, then that hard hit single. Line shot foul. Back behind home plate, it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Runners at the corners for the Red Sox in the bottom of the third. 1-1 the score. Boone comes set. He delivers. A breaking ball in the dirt gets away from Donovan. Nico Cavadas will take second. The runner Bonassi holds at third. Now a big situation here for Blaze Jordan. Two runners in scoring position. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. A guy whose bat has come alive here in the month of May. Riding a 12-game hitting streak, hitting .367 in the month. Has hit in every game in May. Boone looks in, comes set. At the belt. Rocks, kicks, delivers. Swinging a fly ball out to left. Should do it. Rodriguez holding, now coming in, and he makes the catch on the run to end the inning. Well, the Red Sox get one strand, two. They get the one on a sacrifice fly to center field off the bat of Marcelo Meyer. We head to the fourth. 1-1 your score on MLB.TV. We head to the top of the fourth inning. 1-1 the score. A couple of sacrifice flies got us here. One from Marcelo Meyer and another from Will Bartlett. 1-1 the score. To the fourth we go. And in with the play-by-play, Here's Andy Losey.
Thank you so much, Kevin. The bottom of the order coming up, Richard Paz, Joe Donovan, Scaling Rodriguez, all set to bat against Alexander Montero, who kicks and delivers the first pitch down the middle for strike number one. Paz is 0-1 today for the Hillcats, now hitting 235-238 on the season. He struck out swinging his first time up. The 0-1 pitch is down the middle as well. It takes a bounce off of the glove of Mexicano, but no need to worry as the count works to 0-2. Montero steps in on the 0-2 pitch. This one goes low for ball number one. Montero came in the top of the third inning, replacing Felix Cepeda on the mound. He only threw five pitches and was able to get through two-thirds of an inning. 1-2 pitch, swung on and missed for strike number three. Paz goes down for the punch-out for the second time tonight, and Alexander Montero picks up his first K of this Tuesday evening.
Well, not only that, just the fifth strikeout for Salem as well here tonight. So a couple from Riordis Valdez, one from Jake Fox, a couple from Richard Paz as well.
So Montero will go against the righty of Joe Donovan, try to throw an off-speed pitch to start off the at-bat, but Donovan did not chase, and the count works as 0-1. Speaking of 0-1, Donovan is 0-1 today, and he will swing on the 1-0 pitch, and it will foul back for strike number one. 1-1 is our score in the top of the fourth inning. The Salem Red Sox and Lynchburg Hillcats using those small ball tactics you mentioned, Kevin, to give us our first few runs of the game as the 1-1 pitch is low and inside for ball number two. Three hits for the Hillcats so far today. The Red Sox picking up two in the bottom half of the third. Donovan will put this on the ground. Three hopper to Marcelo Meyer, who scoops it up, throws it to Miller in time for the second out of the inning. First time today we've really seen Marcelo Meyer tested on the defensive side of play. Good to see him back in the lineup. We'll see if his name becomes a little more frequent than we did in the month of April. Had a little bit of a wrist injury that affected his ability to play for quite some time. But has got an RBI today for the Red Sox, and now Scaling Rodriguez steps up to the plate. First pitch is a huge swing and a miss from Scaling Rodriguez. He tried to go after the 91-mile-per-hour high heater from Montero's right hand and could not make contact. 0-1 count, Montero steps into it, and it catches the bottom half of the zone for strike number two. Rodriguez with a look back to the home plate umpire. But the count is 0-2. Montero trying to put together an impressive inning. The 0-2 delivery, it swung on a miss for strike number three. Two strikeouts in the top of the fourth for Alexander Montero, and through an inning and two-thirds of work, he has been on his game out of the left field bullpen. We remain at the score of the Salem Red Sox 1, Lynchburg Hillcats 1 here on MILB.TV. We're back for the bottom of the fourth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Eduardo Lopez will lead things off for the Salem Red Sox. We'll also see Tyler Miller and Eduardo Vaughn in this bottom half of the fourth. Ronnie Boone, who got the start for the Lynchburg Hillcats, remains in the game. 47 pitches thrown so far, 29 of them been strikes, and two punchouts in the three innings of work. His fourth inning will start with a pitch up and away for ball number one. Lopez is 0-1 on the night, went down to a ground out to Rodney Boone back in the second inning, and the 1-0 pitch will just miss outside for ball number two. So Kyle works 2-0 as this stretch of the order is still looking for their first hits tonight. By an 0-3 for the players that are due up as Lopez takes a huge swing on the 2-0 and misses it all for strike number one. Four home runs on the season for Eduardo Lopez. That is the most on the team. 2-1 pitch, and that one's well inside. Lopez having to dodge a pitch that was coming in at 85 miles per hour near the lower portion of the zone. So 3-1 count. Lopez had three of them in the last home series against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. 3-1 pitch. He went on the hitter's pitch and fouled it off down the first baseline. A slow roller that heads right over by the Hillcats. Payoff pitch coming up for Eduardo Lopez, looking for his first on-base appearance of the evening. Boone looks into the zone, pitch clock down to three. He steps and fires, and Lopez drills this down the left field line, and it lands fair. This will be extra base hits as it rolls all the way to the wall. Lopez will have a stand-up leadoff double for the Salem Red Sox to get us going in the bottom of the fourth inning. Another runner in scoring position, and for Lopez, that is the first hit on the evening, and it's a pretty good one indeed for the Salem Red Sox. Their first extra base hit of this Tuesday night.
Hey, great piece of hitting by Lopez. He picks up where he left off after that excellent home series against Myrtle Beach. And one hops the wall and left. Sox in business, bottom four.
The switch hitter went in the right-hander's batter's box as Tyler Miller will foul off the first pitch of his at-bat. Having an opportunity with runners in scoring position now. Salem has had a luxury of having that tonight, but they have not really paid off in these situations. Maybe this is the time in the fourth inning where Salem finds their groove. 0-1 pitch to Miller. That one goes low and away for ball number one. Evens up the count at one ball and one strike. They are 1-3 today with runners in scoring position. They have already left four base runners on only through three innings of play. Here comes the 1-1 count to Miller, and he will foul this off the glove of Joe Donovan. And with that extra base hit from Eduardo Lopez, it is now even on the scoreboard when it comes to hits. You have three hits for the Salem Red Sox and three hits for the Lynchburg Hillcats. But a 1-2 count as Rodney Boone seeks his first out of the fourth inning. This is popped up towards left field. Rodriguez works to his right and makes the grab, and it was not deep enough for Eduardo Lopez to tag up at second. Don't want to make an aggressive play with no outs on the board, turn that into a double play. So Miller goes oppo field, and he cannot move the base runner of Eduardo Lopez. But the other Eduardo comes up to the plate. This time it is Vaughn that steps up to the batter's box with one out with Eduardo Lopez at second base. Boone takes a deep breath and fires the first pitch, and Vaughn watches it all the way as it drops into the lower half of the zone for strike number one. 0-1 on the evening for Eduardo Vaughn. He now bats at a flat 200 batting average, an OPS of a 5.78. The 0-1 pitch is a fastball that just misses inside to make the count one ball and one strike. Vaughn has really seen an up in his batting average, though. From about 2 weeks ago, hitting around the 140s, now up to 200. Can come through with a big at-bat here as he fouls off the 1-1 pitch into the netting behind the plate to bring the count to one ball and two strikes. The lights have turned on here at the ballpark. Almost the entire field is now covered by the shade that is provided by mountains here in Salem, Virginia, but also our first base grandstand side. One ball, two strikes. Boone kicks, and Vaughn swings and misses for strike number three. Punch out number three for Rodney Boone, and now two outs on the board as Alberto Mexicano will walk up to the plate. And now Salem is in a little bit of a jeopardy to miss out on an opportunity started by Eduardo Lopez, who got this bottom half of the fourth inning, started with a double down the left field line. But Mexicano can come through in this opportunity, has eight RBIs on the season for the Red Sox. He is 0-1 today, looking to get on base for the first time as well as the first pitch. It's a breaking ball that stayed upstairs for ball number one, and a little bit of miscommunication between Joe Donovan and Rodney Boone before that delivery. I think Donovan wanted to go have a conversation with Rodney Boone before the pitch came away, but Boone was just in the motion of his pitch, and he just tossed it in there.
I think, too, it could have been a miscommunication and a cross-up between catcher and pitcher there. He was getting up like it was a fastball. He threw a breaking ball, and right away, Donovan knew that wasn't the pitch he called.
First time we've seen the batter have a conversation today. 1-0 pitch, and Mayakawa takes a huge swing, and foul tips it into the glove of Donovan for strike number one. So a 1-1 count for Yoberto Mexicano, number 9 in the order. Tonight's catcher for the Salem Red Sox. An OPS of a 6.13, though. He has 3 home runs on the year, and he skies this one up. It will not leave the infield. It's a matter of who will make the catch. Fox calls off the shortstop of Valdez and almost hit the shortstop, but he does make the catch for out number 3. So although Eduardo Lopez got the inning started off well for Salem, 3 straight outs from Rodney Boone in the Hillcats defense, and we move into the 5th. The score remains 1-1. We'll have a new pitcher coming to the mound for the Salem Red Sox. We'll give you that name and information when we come back here on MILB.TV. We welcome you back. It's the top of the 5th inning at Carilion Clinic Field. 1-1 is our score between the Salem Red Sox and the Lynchburg Hillcats. Top of the order coming up, Yordaz Valdez, Jake Fox, and Jorge Burgos. But a new face on the mound, it's Christopher Troy, and his first pitch goes low and outside for ball number one. Born on February 8th, 1999, out of Hayward, California, Troy was selected in the 12th round in the 2021 MLB Draft by the Boston Red Sox, and the 1-0 pitch misses low and away to make it ball number two. Coming out of UC Santa Barbara, we got to see a little bit of Christopher Troy last season down in the FCL. And a 2-0 pitch is away, and that one misses low and inside, making the count 3-0. 2 appearances, both of them out of the bullpen. He had 2 innings of work, gave up 2 hits, 1 earned run. Had a save opportunity, but no saves to show for it. So now a 3-0 pitch will come from Christopher Troy, and he misses low and inside for ball number 4. So welcome to Salem, Christopher Troy. First time up on the mound, but not a good way for him to start as he throws 4 consecutive balls, all missing the zone, and walks the leadoff batter of Yordaz Valdez.
Troy early here is 91 to 93, usually sits in the mid-90s and tops out at 99 miles an hour. His one thing, his fastball struggles with control at times, and we saw it right there, a 4-pitch walk. We'll see how long the string is here and if Luke Montz will keep him in with the control issues very evident.
First pitch well inside. Jake Fox having to become acrobatic on that one to avoid a pitch that was coming in 90 miles per hour towards the face area of Jake Fox. So 5 straight balls thrown here from Christopher Troy. You mentioned the speed, Kevin. He's got some power. And now it's fouled off of Jake Fox's foot on the 1-0 pitch. It does count as the first strike for Christopher Troy. definitely a bullpen day today by the Salem Red Sox. Cepeda, good start. Montero had a good job out of the bullpen as the check over to first will not be in time as Valdez remains safe. So now we're going to see a new face, Christopher Troy. Some new pitchers added to the roster today. So opportunities to see most of them as the 1-1 pitch is skied out towards left field. This could be playable for Lopez coming to foul territory and makes the catch out by the warning track. What a play from Lopez. Had to cover some significant ground, but it went into the glove before his body met the wall. First out of the fifth inning, keeps the runner at first as well. And the Salem Red Sox take a step in the right direction with a nice defensive web gem play.
Well, you talk about Troy, too. Highly regarded guy out of high school, at least. He was an Under Armour All-American, but then had elbow surgery in 2020, kind of set him back, and worked through the issues throughout that experience through college. So still trying to battle back from that and gets a big first out there.
Attempt to pick off at first was not in time, although Valdez has a significant lead off of first. Tyler Miller guarding the bag, and there goes Valdez. It's swung on and missed for strike one. The throw a little high towards Marcelo Meyer, and Valdez showing that flexibility to keep the left foot on the bag and not come off with his momentum. Meyer kept the glove on Valdez's body, but Valdez wasn't going anywhere. He is safe at second. The count goes 0-1 to Jorge Burgos. But those bigger bases in the minor league baseball, Kevin, that might have been the difference right there between the runner being safe at second versus being out in a traditional style. 0-1 pitch from Troy. This will be hit up high to center field. Moving back to the wall, it's Paulino. Takes a few back steps, so makes the catch. Valdez will tag from second. And coming all the way home is Jorge Valdez, and he will score. What base running from Yordaz Valdez. He went from second all the way home. Paulino was taking his time out in center field to get the baseball in. He made the grab and then kind of casually threw it into Marcelo Meyer, which made an aggressive play from Meyer to try to make the throw from shallow left center towards home. It was nowhere near the money as Mayocano had to work off of home plate, but covering 180 feet is Yordaz Valdez.
I think, too, you might want to check second base just to make sure he didn't leave early. And they're not going to do it. We're asking for a new ball, but they're not going to check second. So, how about that?
Yeah, no, Jorge Burgos sacrifice fly with runner on second. You think, worst case scenario, he gets the third with two outs. But no, Lynchburg takes a 2-1 lead. And Troy will fire first pitch that's low. So, base paths are clear. As Milan Tolentino steps up to the plate, he has two on-base appearances for the Hillcats today. Both of them have been walks. 1-0 pitch to Tolentino, and he takes it as it goes right down the middle at 93 miles per hour for strike number one. So for folks that are listening on the audible style, this was a high drive ball out to center field caught by the warning track by Paulino. As the 1-1 pitch goes low and outside for ball number two, he made the catch and was comfortable about it. He knew he got the job done. He was thinking that Valdez would move from second to third, made the throw in, but Valdez just kept running, took the turn at third, and then sealed home safely. 2-1 pitch up and inside. The appeal down the first baseline says that Tolentino did not go, and a 3-1 count is coming up. Two outs on the board, though. The pair of pop-ups to the outfield, and the 3-1 pitch, and it's upstairs for ball number four. Second walk we have seen from Christopher Troy today. And now a runner on first base with two outs, and we'll see Will Barlett come up to the plate. So crazy series of events here, Kevin. No hits so far by the Hillcats since that third inning, but they have regained the lead. It's 2-1 in the top of the fifth inning. As impressive base running from Valdez. Remember, he stole a base earlier on this inning. That was his third stolen base of the season. And then was able to score on the Burgos pop-up. Before the at-bat begins, Troy will check over at first base. But no tag assessed from Tyler Miller on Tolentino, who was just walked for the third time today. Three different pitchers has thrown to Milan Tolentino. And each one of them has walked. And he now takes off towards second. No throw from Mexicano, but the pitch is in the zone for strike number one. No swing from Barlett, and Mexicano never really had a clean transfer from the glove to his right hand, so No attempt to throw it down towards second. And Lynchburg has another runner in scoring position as the count reads 0-1. Long look at Tolentino on the 0-1, hit right back up the middle. Tough play from Bonazzi as he steps up and makes the throw over to Tyler Miller for the third out of the inning. Hot shot towards the second baseman. It took him a second to regather his thoughts, but a nice, calm play over to first ends this top half of the fifth inning. But the Lynchburg Hillcats have taken the lead. It's 2-1 over the Salem Red Sox with their second sacrifice fly score of the game. We work to the second half of today's inning game. It'll be the bottom half of the fifth inning when we come back on MILB.TV. It's the bottom half of the fifth inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark, and the Lynchburg Hillcats lead the Salem Red Sox by the score of 2-1. Boone out for another inning of work as Paulino swings on the first pitch. A line drive out towards center that is hauled in by Isaiah Green for the inning's first out. So we have had three runs scored today, and all three of them have come through sacrifice flies. So for all you small ball fans out there that are tuning in tonight, you have really enjoyed this contest so far. And a quick out from Ronnie Boone has continued an impressive start from the Hillcats' left-handed pitcher as he fires the first pitch above the zone for ball number one. Bonazzi today is 0-2 for the Red Sox, a 1-0 pitch. He swings on a low breaking ball to make the count 1-1. So top of the order comes up for the Salem Red Sox in this bottom half of the fifth inning. We saw Paulino. Now we get to see Bonazzi as the 1-1 pitch spikes in front of home plate for ball number two. So a 2-1 count. Some smoke coming from the concessions. Kind of came through the field for a bit as the 2-1 pitch is swung on a miss for strike number two. So got kind of foggy for a second from our viewpoint. Not absolutely foggy, just some smoke coming through the press box. 2-2 pitch. Bonazzi, a hot shot to third base. Excellent defensive play from Tolentino. And a strike down to Bartlett for the second out of the inning. My goodness, ever since the ball left the barrel, Bonazzi, that ball was traveling at quite some speed. The hard grounder right back to Tolentino. And then his strike with the right arm over to Bartlett at first base. So two quick outs from Rodney Boone and Lynchburg Hillcats, and Marcella Meyer will step up to the plate. Picked up his 13th RBI of the season with the sacrifice fly back in the third. Swings through on the first pitch and misses for strike number one. We've seen a lot of Boone's off-speed deliveries so far. 0-1 pitch, he goes back to it. But this one misses low and away for ball number one. The first pitch we saw was 78 miles per hour. The second one even slower at 73. 1-1 pitch to Meyer, and it's low for ball number two. 2-1 count for Meyer. 0-1 today, though, on the box score. Had a strikeout back in the first inning. And now a 2-1 pitch to Meyer. He'll swing and miss for strike number two, and will work the deuces wild here in the bottom of the fifth. 2-1 game. The visiting Lynchburg Hillcats lead the Salem Red Sox by the score of 2-1. Boone kicks and delivers, and it misses low for ball number three. Joe Donovan holding the ball at the bottom half of the frame, trying to get that strike three call. It did not come. Boone looking for his fourth strikeout, 3-2 pitch, and Meyer will swing and miss for strike number three, and there it is for Rodney Boone. It's a second strikeout so far of the night against Marcelo Meyer. It's his fourth overall. We're through five innings of play. The Lynchburg Hillcats lead the Salem Red Sox 2-1 here on MILB.TV. We now welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Top of the sixth inning, the Salem Red Sox trail the Lynchburg Hillcats by the score of 2-1. And Graham Hoffman is making his Salem Red Sox debut out on the mound. The second of the two pitchers to be brought onto the roster today. The first pitch, it's fouled off into the net behind the plate for strike number one. Isaiah Green, Richard Paz, and Joe Donovan will all get the bats in this top half of the sixth inning. 0-1 pitch from Hoffman. It is fast and inside. So fast, 95 miles per hour. And, Kevin, we get to see Graham Hoffman, two pitchers to make a debut showing. Christopher Troy only had one inning of a leash, and the 1-1 pitch will be swung on a miss for strike number two, making the count 1-2.
Nasty pitch there from Hoffman. Yeah, he's an undrafted free agent back in June of 2020.
1-2 pitch from Hoffman. This is sent onto the right side, and it gets through the infield for a base hit. The fourth one of the day for the Lynchburg Hillcats. It's the second for Isaiah Green. He works to 2-3 on the day, and it's a leadoff single for the Hillcats. So 2-1 is our score. Lynchburg leads Salem, and now the bottom half of the order for the Lynchburg Hillcats are looking to try to add on to their one-run lead. Richard Paz will love to try to get some action going. He is 0-2 today with a pair of strikeouts, and he watches the first pitch go upstairs for ball number one. He's tonight's designated hitter for the Hillcats, batting at a .234 mark on the year. 15 RBIs for the team, one home run, a check back over to first, gets underneath Miller's glove all the way to the wall. Quickly staying up is Isaiah Green. He will move to second, and now a runner moves into scoring position after a missed throw from Graham Hoffman off the mound. It took a spike right in front of Tyler Miller's glove at first. I mean, Miller would have had to make an incredible play to make sure that baseball did not go out into foul territory. He was unable to do so. Now a runner moves in the scoring position. A 1-0 count for Richard Paz. First pitch on the way upstairs for ball number two. Now this bottom half of the order, should I say the bottom three of the order, actually. Still all looking for their first hit as well today. Combined 0-5. 2-0 pitch. Hoffman taking a long look at Green, now fires away, and this will be fouled up off the netting behind the plate for strike number one. Two balls and one strike in the at-bat. 2-1 our score. Hillcats now have one more hit than the Red Sox. They have four hits compared to Salem's three, just showing how evenly contested this game's been. Hot shot goes off the pitcher's glove out towards Meyer, makes the throw over to first. It comes off the bag to make the grab for Miller, and he could not assess the tag on Richard Paz. So the runner will be safe at first. The runner at second, and Isaiah Green, did not advance on the grounder. So we'll have runners on first and second with nobody out in the top of the sixth. And you're wondering if this is the start of what could be a big inning for this Lynchburg Hillcats team.
They're going to roll that hit, an infield single, again, off the glove of Hoffman. And that go either way, the throw from Meyer pulled Miller off the bag.
So now Joe Donovan comes to the plate as he fires the first pitch up and away for ball number one. So Isaiah Green at second base and Richard Paz at first. Both runners have a slight lead. Tyler Miller not covering first base, but honestly kind of doing so at second, hovering behind the bag just to the right side. And the 1-0 pitch will be fouled off into the netting for strike number one. So a 1-1 count. Green gets on with a single. And then Paz gets on with a ground ball that stayed in the infield. It could have been a play made by Meyer, but a base hit for Richard Paz if he's beat out the throw as the 1-1 is skied high deep. And I mean deep, I mean in the infield, as Meyer makes the catch out there in shallow left center field for the first out of the inning. Lost it in the lights, Kevin. Just went up and went so high, I just could not find it once again. But a great defensive play from the Red Sox. They're able to get that first out of the half inning, and both base runners remain at their bags. You have Green at second, you have Paz at first, and we'll have Scaling Rodriguez come to the plate. The left-handed batter for the Hillcats is 0-1 today with a walk back in the third. And Hoffman will step off the rubber as he saw some activity happening at second. Meyer came in to cover the bag, but no throw ever came from Hoffman. And so Green will remain at second. First pitch of the at-bat, it will go into the zone for strike number one. Scaling Rodriguez has one strikeout so far today. But he does have that on-base appearance, like I mentioned, with the walk. And he will love to put something in play here to help out his team. 0-1 pitch, Hoffman delivers, and it goes in front of the plate. Good enough block from Maekano to keep in front of his body, although he momentarily lost it while in search of the baseball. But Isaiah Green remained at second, and Richard Paz at first. And Green does love dancing over there at second. Hoffman always takes a look back towards second, but Green just moving left to right, left to right. Keeping his feet loose, keep Hoffman guessing on what he's going to do next. A 2-1 count. This will be popped up down the left field line and into the seats for strike number two. So apologies, the count is now 1-2. So Hoffman gets the lead at the at-bat. Red Sox will love something in the dirt, though. Could be a double play opportunity. 1-2 pitch. It goes above the eye level for ball number two. We'll move back to the top of the order. If this inning is able to continue, Yordes Valdez is in the on-deck circle for the Lynchburg Hillcats. 2-2 count with one away. It's a 2-1 Lynchburg lead. Pitch from Hoffman. It's hit well down the right field line, but it will go out of play with a grounder. So 2-2 remains the count. And now Miller has dropped back defensively out towards the outfield grass portion just to the left of first base. 2-2 pitch. Hoffman taking a look. Fires away, and it's swung on and foul tipped off the bat of Rodriguez. Came a little bit under Mexicano, so the count remained at 2-2 as the Salem catcher regains his breath.
Pitch number 7 of the at-bat coming up, too. So the battle continues between Hoffman and Rodriguez. Hoffman now has thrown 17 pitches.
Both pitchers making their Salem Red Sox debut today have been tested in their innings of work. 2-2 pitch, low and inside for ball number 3. And Scaling Rodriguez has brought it back a bit. He was down 1-2 in the count. So we'll have a payoff pitch coming up from Graham Hoffman. Been able to pick up one out so far today. Joe Donovan popped it up to Marcelo Meyer in the last at-bat. The 3-2 pitch. Did the batter go through? They say yes for strike number 3. The pitch was up and inside. It was going to be ball number 4. But Rodriguez could not stop the motion. And it is strikeout number 1 for Hoffman. Out number 2 for the Red Sox here in the 6th inning. And we'll have Yordaes Valdez come to the plate.
Could have gone either way there. And
I was about to mention, what a big out for Graham Hoffman. First pitch to Valdez is low and inside for ball number 1. You know, you're thinking if you're a pitcher, okay, I'm going to make a Tuesday debut. You know, it's going to be not a big crowd out here today. But Salem has come out with a big showing today. And talking with these young ball players, always getting in front of a big crowd, can be a little bit nervous for your first time. 1-0 pitch will go into the zone for strike number 1. Valdez does not like the call, but the count is now even at 1-1.
Yeah, a lot of these players coming right out of high school and other leagues, and it's a big step up playing in front of thousands of people per night.
1-1 count. Pitch will go upstairs for ball number 2 above the letters. So Valdez back in front of the count with 2-1. Isaiah Green is at second base, and Richard Paz is at first. There's 2 outs against the Hillcats here in the top half of the 6th inning. 2-1 pitch. Hoffman takes a look at Green. And now he steps in and fires away. And this is hit hard down the left field line. And it will land fair. Rounding third is Green. He will score. Stopping at third is Paz. And going into second is Yordaes Valdez. It's a 2-out RBI double for the Lynchburg Hillcats leadoff batter. And Yordaes Valdez, and he makes it a 3-1 lead. Hillcats on top of the Red Sox. And that's the first RBI we've seen today, Kevin. That actually was a base hit. And so for the Hillcats, they get through that bottom portion of the order. They've had a little struggles today getting out of that 7-8-9 part of it. But they get back to the top of it, and they let one of their better hitters drive in a big-time run. And now two runners in scoring position with Jake Fox coming to the plate.
Yeah, 2-out hitting always so important. Lynchburg now 1-for-8 with runners in scoring position and able to come through there. Salem 1-for-6 with one runners in scoring position. So they've struggled in big moments.
Nick Green came out to talk with Graham Hoffman before a big at-bat against Jake Fox. 1-of-3 today. First pitch from Hoffman is in the zone for strike number 1. So we were wondering if Paz was going to be able to get from first all the way to home with 2 outs. Any sort of contact would have been good for Lynchburg. That was better than what they thought as Fox. Hard hot shot right back to Miller. Backhand grab for the 3rd out of the inning. So Lynchburg adds another run to their name in the top half of the 6th inning to make it a 3-1 ball game. We'll see if Salem can build a response in the bottom half of the 6th when we come back on MILB.TV. Welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Bottom half of the sixth inning as the Lynchburg Killcats lead the Salem Red Sox 3-1 here on MILB.TV. Kevin DiDomenico, I'm Andy Losey here in the broadcast booth. First pitch on the way to Nico Cavadez is upstairs and out for ball number one. New pitcher in for the Lynchburg Killcats. It is the right-handed pitcher of Tyler Thornton, which will end Rodney Boone's day after five innings of work. Cavadez will sky up the 1-0 pitch over to the left side. Tolentino has no sight of it, but Valdez is able to track it down and make a diving catch out in fair territory. And when I say diving, almost like falling backwards as he was trying to make the catch, trying to spot that baseball falling down. But it was a risky one, as if it went through the glove of Valdez and landed in that grass. That was going to be a fair territory for Nico Cavadez, but one quick out for the Lynchburg Killcats as they retire Nico Cavadez, and now Blaze Jordan will step up to the plate. First pitch on the way to Jordan. It is inside for ball number one.
Well, right away, Tolentino put his hands up, palms up, like he had no idea where it was. So lost it in the, not the lights, but the sky.
1-0 pitch, as Jordan will rock this one down the third baseline, but the grounder will jump foul of the line, bringing the count to one ball and one strike. Cavadez was 1-of-1 today prior to that at-bat that ended with a pop-up to Valdez. And now Jordan trying to get his first on-base appearance tonight. 0-of-2 so far today, but the one that really jumps out to me, Kevin, is that he has, when he has batted, and the two outs that he's had, a combined four runners left on the base path. It's clear for him right now, and he swings huge on the 1-1 pitch, and he fans it for strike number two. Jordan had his eyes set on that pitch, a 78-mile-per-hour that just went low of the zone. One ball and two strikes to Mr. Blaze Jordan, tonight's third baseman for the Red Sox. 1-2 pitch is away, and Jordan tries to go for the high heat, and he misses it all for strike number three. The first punch out of the night for Tyler Thornton, and back-to-back outs for the Lynchburg Killcats. So two outs on the board, and it's going to be Eduardo Lopez that comes to the plate for the Red Sox. He doubled down the left field line his last time up. 1-of-2 so far today for Salem. And he'll try to spark some two-out magic here in the bottom of the sixth. First pitch to Thornton goes above the zone for ball number one. 3-1 is our score. Lynchburg leads Salem at Carilion Clinic Field. As Kevin mentioned, no more sunlight available, just a little bit of the artificial lights that are being produced, and a nice evening here in Salem. 1-0 pitch, once again, above the zone. Two quick balls thrown from Tyler Thornton. So we saw Lopez in the right-hander's batter's box the first two times today. But now Thornton, the right-handed pitcher, comes to the rubber. Lopez takes a step in the left-hand's batter's box. And now he pops up the 2-1 pitch, and it was coming in high to us, but none of us were actually able to make the play on it. Kevin, watching that baseball and trying to reach for the fisher's net was a hard situation, but it did fall significantly short.
I need to be on that. I need to have the net on my person, because I got up, put that headset down, and tried to get the net.
Went into a reflex mode as the 2-1 pitch comes up and away for ball number three. So Lopez will have a hitter's pitch coming up against Thornton. Not an easy skill to be looking at and trying
not
to
at all.
Feel a net.
I think that's a play we could have made, though.
It would have been a reach.
Right.
Would have had a hold on to my body or something like that. 3-1 pitch, and Lopez fouls that back into the netting. So we'll have a full count with two outs coming up between Tyler Thornton and Eduardo Lopez. Last time we were on the call, Lopez had a big game for the Salem Red Sox. It was actually our Blue Eagle Credit Union Player of the Game. It was also his birthday.
Yeah.
It was a perfect day for Eduardo Lopez. 3-2 pitch on the way. It's low and inside. He's able to avoid a pitch, and it turns out to be ball number four. So a full count walk for Eduardo Lopez will continue the inning for the Salem Red Sox. And now Tyler Miller will step up to the plate. He represents a tying run, Kevin. And for Tyler, we've talked about he's a great power hitter. He has 3 home runs this season, 12 RBIs, but he's been far from his true self over these last few weeks. And this is a good opportunity for him to maybe contribute to what could be a start of a two-out rally. Miller swings on the first pitch and rockets it back into the net behind the plate.
Yeah, no doubt the month of May has been a struggle for Tyler Miller. Continues a bit today, 0 for 2. A ground out on a hot shot to the right side, then a fly out to left. See what he can do here as the tying run.
Always good to put the ball in play. Just made some foul contact there. Now the 0-1 pitch, and Miller will watch it go high and away for ball number one. So count works even to Tyler Miller. It's a 3-1 Lynchburg lead. Eduardo Lopez just walked with two outs down to first base. So the Red Sox do have a base runner aboard right now in Eduardo Lopez. Back-to-back times he's been able to get successfully out on the base paths. 1-1 pitch. It's high and inside for ball number two. Miller having to throw his head back a bit to avoid the 93-mile-per-hour fastball from Thornton. So two balls, one strike with two away. Sam trying to respond. Two unanswered runs by the Hillcats so far. 2-1 pitch from Thornton, a big swing by Miller, and he misses it for strike number two. And Miller, if he was able to make contact with that swing, who knows what could have happened to that baseball from Thornton. But now we run at Deuces Wild. Two balls, two strikes, two outs for Tyler Miller. Thornton takes a long look into the zone. Runner goes, and it's popped up down the third baseline, but it will go foul and out of play. So the inning will stay alive, and Eduardo Lopez will have to work back over towards first base. And now Tyler Miller and Luke Mons having a conversation. And I think they're going to try to look at for catcher's interference here, Kevin. Luke Mons talking with their home plate umpire, which has started a conversation between our two umpires tonight.
Yeah, Elliot Melton and Jared Molman are having a conversation. Looks like it just broke up. Mons having a word with the home plate umpire.
I couldn't see what else it could be for, right, besides catcher's interference. Tonight's catcher for the Hillcats is Joe Donovan, but no ruling to come from it. So we will stay at two balls and two strikes with two away.
See if he takes off again here.
He holds, 2-2, swung on a miss for strike number three. First time Miller goes down swinging tonight, and it's back, two strikeouts for Tyler Thornton in this bottom half of the sixth inning. So Lynchburg holds on to their 3-1 lead over the Salem Red Sox, and it's a new inning coming up and a new pitcher for the Salem Red Sox. They got to find a way to get back in the action here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. We move to the back third of tonight's game here on MILB.TV.
The Lynchburg Hillcats lead the Salem Red Sox by the score of 3-1. But Miguel Suero coming into the game to try to lead a two-run comeback from the Red Sox. And now, with the play-by-play to tell you all about it, it's Kevin DiDomenico.
Thanks, Andy. Top of the seventh we go. 3-1 the score. Red Sox trail. Miguel Suero looking for the hold as he comes in for his 10th appearance of the season, 17 2/3 innings pitched. He's got a 2-1 record with a 5.60 ERA. The first pitch is low and away for
for ball one. He'll have 3-4-5, Jorge Burgos, Milan Tolentino, and Will Bartlett, 1-0. Up and inside, they'll tie for ball two. Suero, his last appearance came back on May 14th against Delmarva. Had two appearances against Delmarva, gave up one hit, as that one's drilled out to left field, sending Lopez back on his horse at the track. At the wall, it is gone. It hits the top of the wall and bounces over. Burgos didn't know, went back to first, now trotting around the bases. And a leadoff home run in the seventh. And it's the Hillcats 4, and the Red Sox 1.
Kevin, in all my life, I've seen some baseballs maybe ricocheted off the yellow, but I've never seen it ever hit off of the yellow and then go on over. I mean, we don't know the exact distance of that particular spot, but Burgos got just enough of it to give Lynchburg a 4-1 lead. He hit a home run earlier this season at this very same ballpark. He hits a second home run of the year right here in Salem again. Big one for the Hillcats.
4-1 your score. First pitch to Tolentino. Inside a called strike, knee high. Suero, as I was mentioning, the jinx comes into play again, 0-1. Low and inside ball, number one. Jinx comes into play. He had four scoreless innings last series against Delmarva. Gave up just one hit. Five strikeouts, one walk. Solid month of May as well. Here's the 1-1. Inside, ball two. The jinx, very real.
It's a lot.
I mean, as I was saying, has given up one hit in his last two outings. Line shot foul, third baseline. We'll go to 2-2.
Well, it's fascinating, Kevin, is that we're in the top of the seventh inning, and Tolentino is still 0-0 today.
Yeah.
Three walks so far.
Line drive foul, third base side again. That one more in play, but foul territory.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if just Tolentino comes up to this at bat and just starts swinging away, try to get some action at the plate. It's good for his OBP, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Hitting the ball well as well. We talked about coming into this series in the month of May especially. Here's the 2-2. Swinging a line drive out to left field. Lopez back near the track. Now turns, makes the catch. Reaching up. Another hard hit ball off of Miguel Suero, but this time the Red Sox get the out. It's one away. And it brings up Will Bartlett, 0-for-2 today. Does have an RBI. Sack fly back in the third inning. Give the Hillcats the lead. And Bartlett steps in. Suero deals. Swinging first pitch. Fouls it straight back to the press box. Four-1 the score. The Hillcats got another one here in the top of the seventh inning. A solo shot off the bat of Jorge Burgos. Suero offers. Line drive, right center field, base hit. Could be extra bases if Bartlett hustles. He rounds first, now looking at second, big turn. And Paulino fires it in. It's a one-out single for Will Bartlett.
Good hitting so far in this top of the seventh by the heart of the Lynchburg Hillcats order. And for Bartlett, had an RBI earlier today with the sacrifice fly, but comes through with this first base hit of the night. A nice single right out to right center field.
So one on, one out here for Lynchburg in the top of the seventh. Home run, line out, and single. So far in the seventh off of Suero in the first pitch, a fastball outside. At 89, it's one ball, no strikes. This is Isaiah Greeny's 2-for-3 today. A couple of singles in the second. And in the sixth, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss on a fastball outside. Take a look around the Carolina League. Down East leading Carolina 5-3. That's in the bottom of the sixth inning. Charleston leading Augusta 10-2 in the bottom of the fifth. And Myrtle Beach on top of Columbia 10-4. Off speed at 80 miles an hour. Breaking inside, taken for ball two. Fayetteville edging out Kannapolis so far, 8-6 in the bottom of the eighth. And 4-1 here. Hillcats have the lead. Fastball bell tie, 3-1. The 3-1 pitch.
Flied out to left, tailing foul, and out of play. Landing on the concourse and bounces up into the 300 section. So three balls, two strikes, one out in the top of the seventh. 4-1 the score. Runner goings. Hit and run on. Hit out to left center field. It's going to be a tough play, giving chase is Lopez, who makes the catch. Now the throw over to first, looking for the double play, is Aaron. Hits off of the Lynchburg dugout, and now a player down. It looks like it's Will Bartlett now grabbing his knee and laying on his back.
Yeah, try to get the chain working right there. Lopez firing to Bonassi, the cutoff man, who then fired a strike over to Tyler Miller at first. And the first baseman, Miller, had to make a jumping play to try to get Bonassi's throw. But as he made an awkward fall on Bartlett's body, it landed on him, who was sliding back into first. So there's a crazy series of events there at first base, but it looks as if Will Bartlett's okay, and that's all that really matters after a play like that.
And I think a good throw there has him. You put the hit and run on there, and it seemed like Bartlett didn't react for a while. He knew it was in the air, and now the throw back to Miguel Suero is errant over the second baseman, Bonassi. So, two outs, top of the seventh inning, runner on first for the Hillcats, and it brings Richard Paz to the table. 1-for-3, an infield single his last time back in the sixth inning. A couple of strikeouts prior, both swinging. The first pitch to him, low in the zone, but a called strike at 91. So Suero, 17 pitches so far through two-thirds. 10 of them strikes. Fastball outside at 91 again. It's 1-1. Just below the knees. Righty-lefty, the lefty hitting Paz. Stands in the 1-1. Hit well out to left center field. Racing back is Paulino near the track. Near the wall, it is going to be off the base of the wall. One run will come home to score. It's Bartlett running well as he trots home. It's 5-1. An RBI double for Richard Paz, his second hit of the night. And the Hillcats lead it 5-1.
Have four unanswered runs now by the Lynchburg Hillcats. Great piece of hitting there from Richard Paz. You mentioned DH. You know, when you feel in that role, you got to feel as if I have to get hit today. That's why I'm in this lineup. And Paz sent one deep out towards left center field. It seems as if those lefty batters have been able to really carry the ball opposite field well against Suero here in the seventh.
So here's Suero against Joe Donovan. Takes a fastball in her half for ball one. Donovan today, a couple of ground outs and a pop out to the left side. He's 0-for-3, his average down to 157. The 1-0. Low and away. Yeah, you make a good point. A lot of these Salem pitchers keeping their off speed elevated, and that's what's letting Lynchburg capitalize on these pitches, even their fastball elevated. We saw early in the game that Salem was elevating their fastballs and Lynchburg was chasing, but now dropping that fastball lower into the zone and higher into the strike zone. It's leading Lynchburg to capitalize. Swung on and fouled back to the screen. It's 2-1.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've seen Salem getting offense going. Meanwhile, Lynchburg, they have 9 hits already. They were tied 3-3 apiece, so the Hillcats only getting better as this game goes on.
Here comes the 2-1. Line drive up the middle. It'll be a base hit. They'll send the runner home. It's Paz. Here's the throw from Paulino. It is not in time. Skips away from the catcher Mexicano. Now racing toward third is Donovan. That throw is not in time. Off the bag, and Jordan can't apply the tag. Donovan gets all the way to third with two outs. A run comes home. It's the Hillcats 6 and the Red Sox 1.
What a strange play there, Kevin. I mean, Paulino scoops it up and makes a throw towards home, and it takes an odd hop off of Mexicano. The tag at home was just not going to be made whatsoever. But then as it took a bounce off his body, Joe Donovan said, you know what, I'm going to go from second to third. I don't think Miguel Suero will make a throw over to third base. But he was starting to tumble as he ran over to third base, and just the throw was on the opposite side of the body. It was an unfortunate series of events there for Salem that has turned this into be almost a back-breaking kind of inning. Three runs by the Hillcats in this top half of the seventh.
Here's the first pitch on the way. It's in there to Skilling Rodriguez. It's nothing and one. Interesting dynamic there. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss. 83 off speed. No balls, two strikes. Suero trying to get him 1-2-3. Gets the sign and comes set. Target inside. Kick and the pitch. Low and inside on an 87-mile-an-hour fastball. One, two. Got him swinging on a breaking ball coming back inside. But the damage is done. Three runs in the top of the seventh inning. Red Sox trail the Hillcats 6-1 on MILB.TV. Bottom of the seventh we go. After the stretch, it'll be 8-9-1 for Salem. Eduardo Vaughn will lead things off. A couple of strikeouts today. Gilberto Mexicano will be next. And Edinson Paulino in the hole. Tyler Thornton on for his second inning of work and delivers a fastball off the plate inside. One ball, no strikes. Thornton through his first inning of work. 18 pitches, 10 of them strikes. Let one man on with a walk to Lopez, but retired the side aside from that. And it's 2-0 on a fastball up and away. So the last inning for the Red Sox, a Cavadas pop out, Jordan strikeout, Lopez walk, and a Miller strikeout. Here's the 2-0. Inside at 93, 3-0. The Red Sox have not had a hit since a leadoff double from Eduardo Lopez back in the fourth. 3-0. Errant, wild pitch, gets to the backstop. Donovan couldn't handle it. Sent him out of his crouch. And Vaughn walks on four pitches.
That's what the Salem Red Sox need, Kevin, just to get runners on the base path. If they're able to do that, good things can happen, and they might be able to turn it into some runs. That's how we've seen Lynchburg do it today, although they had some more power hitting back in the seventh. But the small ball play could come into effect. So just getting the leadoff guy on can do so much for this team.
Here's Mexicano. Fastball inside at 93. This is only Tyler Thornton's third appearance of the season. His first two coming back on May 8th, next one on May 12th against Fredericksburg and Down East, respectively. Gave up runs in both his appearances. Off speed, outer half at 77, catches it. It's a called strike, 1-1. Went two innings his last appearance, gave up two hits, one earned run, four strikeouts, and a walk. Here's the 1-1. Check swing from Mexicano. He went around. It's 1-2. Mexicano fly out in the third, pop out in the fourth. Thornton gets the sign. Now comes set. The Arizona State product looks in and deals. Another slider at 77. Didn't get the bite from Mexicano. And it's two balls and two strikes. Thornton, a 17th round selection in the 2021 MLB draft. 2-2. Fouled back to the screen. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. Bottom of the seventh inning. Red Sox have a man on first. Mexicano waits in. Runner going. Swinging a high, deep drive out to left field. Back at the wall. It is off the scoreboard and gone. Red Sox cut the lead in half. It's 6-3.
Well, we've seen Mexicano this season get a hold of a few good pitches, as it's his fourth home run of the season, but still hitting sub-200. The runner went, so I thought was already going to be able to drive in a possible run, but that ball just kept on carrying and carrying. And now it's a three-run game, a great start to the bottom half of the seventh.
Thornton offers a fastball away and upstairs at 95 miles an hour. Tyler Thornton, a 6.75 ERA, now has given up a run. And now all three of his appearances in Lynchburg, 1-0. Outside ball two at 93. So that will lead to a visit from Donovan. Now right now the Lynchburg Hillcats are trying to even the series at 5 games apiece. Both teams coming into this evening's game relatively hot. Lynchburg winning their last series 4 out of 6 games. Salem taking 5 of 6 from Delmarva, who's last in Carolina League North at 11-23. Delmarva was able to win today, though. Fastball, a called strike, 2-1. Pitch. Inside, 3-1. So Thornton so far here in the seventh. Gave up a walk to Vaughn and a Mexicano home run. Pitch inside and ball four. Paulino will be aboard. So Paulino walks for the second time today, and it brings up Brian Obronashi.
And three straight batters reach safely, Kevin. So a great job so far in the seventh inning by the Salem Red Sox.
This may do it here for Tyler Thornton. But we'll see here. It's a mound visit. And it looks like it's pitching coach Kevin Arminio just to have a quick word with Tyler Thornton. So he won't come out. But after walk, two-run homer, and walk, usually not favorable for the road pitcher. So, Red Sox in business, tying run on deck here in the bottom of the seventh inning with a guy who's struggling with control. He's got 2 walks here in the inning, 1 more in the sixth, and a long meeting here. Ready to go as his team pumps him up. And they depart to their positions. These two teams will be in action throughout the rest of the week. Tomorrow at 7 o'clock, Thursday at 7 as well, Friday at 7, Saturday at 6, and Sunday at 5. Here's Brando Bonassi in a big moment here for the Red Sox. Remember, offense has come sparingly here for the Sox today. Before that two-run shot, their last hit was back in the fourth. Pick off over to first. Bonassi today, 0 for 3, reached on an error back in the third. Here's the pitch, up and away at 91. So control, evidently an issue here for Tyler Thornton. 34 pitches now, 15 strikes. The pitch, 2-0, slider inside.
Yeah, Thornton just cannot find that zone right now, Kevin. He's trying every pitch in his arsenal, and it just cannot be able to get really into the zone.
He comes set again. The 2-0 is in there, a called strike. At 93, draws a sarcastic cheer from the crowd here at Salem Memorial.
Now, this is a pitcher who came in, Kevin, in that sixth inning and got two strikeouts. And he comes out here for a second inning of work and then finally able to get back on groove.
Foul back to the screen. A couple of challenge fastballs there from Tyler Thornton.
But if you're Bonassi, you're thinking to yourself, if I get aboard, I bring a Marcelo Meyer, our best hitter on the team, to the plate, who represents a tying run in that situation.
The 2-2. Runner going. Swing on a line drive back to the screen. Foul. And we'll do it again. Yeah, Andy brought out the net, but I don't think that one needed a reach over. I think the net is mostly for the high pop-ups behind home plate where we can reach over. We're not going to need the net if there's a screamer that comes in here.
That'd be a screamer from us as well.
Yeah, probably. The 2-2. Pop-up playable left side. The catcher, Donovan, running halfway up the third baseline and makes the catch. Athletic play there from Joe Donovan.
Absolutely. And he didn't even take off the face mask, Kevin. Just ran with the face mask on his face. Unconventional. Usually you see them throw it back a bit to try to find it, but he knew that he didn't have a lot of time. And so good job by him to track it down and make the grab.
It looked like Tolentino couldn't see it as well. Low pop-up in the infield. And that will do it for Tyler Thornton. New pitcher coming in for Lynchburg when we come back. 6-3 your score. Red Sox threatening in the bottom of the seventh. New pitcher in, it's Davis Sharp. He comes in with a 1.17 ERA, trying to get the final two outs of the seventh and beyond. Tall task here for him. He'll battle Marcelo Meyer with one out. First pitch, a fastball at 93, catches the outer half, and a called strike. The Clemson product was drafted in the 13th round of the 2021 draft. He's been solid in 15 and a third. 22 strikeouts with that 1.17 ERA. This is his 10th appearance. Swing and a miss. 87 inside. It's nothing in two. His last appearance came against Down East. Two innings of scoreless ball. No hits. Two strikeouts. No walks. Three walks to show for it on the season. So we got a high, deep drive for Meyer. Out to left field, giving chase to the corner is Rodriguez. It bounces against the wall. The Red Sox looking to score here. No. Paulino is held up at third. And Marcelo Meyer, his first hit of the game, a rocket to left. And the tying run is coming to the plate in the form of the big hitter, Nico Cavadas.
Well, it's good to see Marcelo Meyer hitting the baseball once again at this ballpark. Last time he did, folks, it was that home run against the Charleston River Dogs, but a double the opposite end will do. And you mentioned it, heavy hitter Nico Cavadas comes up. He represents that tying run for Salem, and he has two runners in scoring position with only one out.
Fans into it. Good crowd here for a Tuesday. First pitch, big swing from Cavadas. Fouls it off his foot. He's looking for a tie game. Runners on second and third for the Sox, looking to chip into a 6-3 deficit. Came into the bottom of the seventh. It was 6-1. Off speed. Buckles him. 0-2.
I see Nico so far this season. Great power guy, like we mentioned. But DH, cleanup spot today. It seems fitting that he can come through for what could be a second hit of the night.
No balls, two strikes. Davis Sharp looks in, now calls time. Remember, Sharp has been spectacular for Lynchburg, one of the best arms out of the pen here this year. Now faces a tall task. And Nico Cavadas, 0-2. Inside, it hits him. And Paulino will come to the plate, as will Meyer. Meyer sliding home, and he's thrown out. But this is a If it hits Cavadas, the ball is dead, right? And they're going to talk about it. I think they're going to send everyone back.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. But
yeah, they're going to send everyone back. They should have blown that. They should have called that dead. That ball hit him in the foot, and Cavadas was walking to first. Paulino just took off, and the home plate umpire, Jared Molman, just called him safe.
I have one question, though. If you're Luke Mons and you know it's a dead ball, why are you sending Marcelo Meyer from second base? Or are you just telling Marcelo, don't run, and he just runs past you?
I don't know if that was a message from Meyer, but they might have thought the ball got away and it didn't hit Cavadas. He was just walking away. Maybe a trick play of some sort, but it did end up hitting him. The first pitch to Blaze Jordan is inside for ball one.
I was sitting here for like 10, 15 seconds, Kevin. I was like, why are they coming home? It's a dead ball. But it has created a bunch of confusion here at Salem Memorial.
Next one on the way. Big swing and a miss. This is Blaze Jordan. 0-3 this evening. With the bases loaded, represents the go-ahead run. Tying run on first. One ball, one strike, one out. Here's the pitch. Swing and a high chopper, third base side. Glove by Tolentino. Trying to tag out Meyer, he does. A run will come home to score. It's Edinson Paulino as the Red Sox continue to chip away. It's the Hellcat 6 and the Red Sox 4.
A good play by Tolentino to get the ground out. And then thinking to himself, what do I want to do? Do I want to try to turn two or try to go for the easy out and make sure there isn't a runner at third base? He went with the latter. Got the tag down. It does bring in a run, but what it does is not make things too difficult for Lynchburg, but that leading run still at the plate.
Here's Eduardo Lopez. First one in there, called strike, a fastball at 93. Lopez today, he doubled back in the fourth, a walk in the sixth, and a ground out in the second. 0-1 to him. As Sharp comes set. Here's the pitch. Fouled off the foot. It's nothing and two. Tying run still at first. This time it's Blaze Jordan that represents it. And Nico Cavadas at second. Top of the third now erased for the Hillcats. The Red Sox right back into this one in a 6-4 ball game. Sharp set. Here's the pitch. Chopper foul, first base side. Six runs on 10 hits for Lynchburg. Four runs on 5 hits for Salem. Lopez waits in open stance for the lefty. Here's the pitch. Upstairs, ball one. One ball, two strikes. Sharp set at the belt again, now comes up. Here's the pitch. Inside. And low, 2-2.
I saw Lopez have a double earlier today. Another double. He's got a huge gap at right center field right now. So if he can find some green grass out there, who knows how great Blaze Jordan's wheels are, but come around.
Swinging a foul tip into the glove of Donovan, and he struck him out. Well, the Red Sox get three. We head to the eighth. 6-4 the score on MILB TV. We return to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's the top of the eighth, a 6-4 game that the Red Sox just got back into. And the first pitch on the way from Miguel Suero is fouled off on a bunt attempt from Yordis Valdez. So 6-4 the score. Red Sox got three in the seventh. Two-run shot from Yoberto Mexicano led it. And a ground-out RBI from Blaze Jordan as well. 0-1. Low in the zone, a called strike. So an eventful seventh. Six runs scored between both squads. Here's the 0-2. Breaking ball upstairs. We were just talking about that hit-by-pitch play where Nico Cavadas was evidently hit by the pitch. And Edinson Paulino decided to come home. The 2-0 is upstairs, 2-2. And it seemed like everyone just forgot the rules of baseball for a second. I was talking to Andy during the break. I was like, what was I calling there? Because should have been dead. Fastball outside, 3-2.
Definitely a weird play. It was unveiling. I was like, this doesn't seem right. Like a hit by pitch, you should be staying at your bases. But just was able to stretch their legs out a bit.
3-2, hit well, right side base hit. Yordies Valdez having a solid day. That's now his second hit. Here the game. It'll bring up Jake Fox. A man on nobody out here for Lynchburg in the top of the eighth. Marcelo Meyer decided to go from second and try to come all the way home as well. What an interesting play. I don't know if he thought the ball got away or.
Kevin, I don't know what I watched, okay?
Yeah.
I think that's a simple way of saying it. Just such a weird play. I know anyone that was listening in was just like, what's going on?
First one, a called strike. A fastball. And it's 0-1. Suero deals. That one at 90 outside. It's 1-1. Man, we've had some weird plays here today. A fly ball, a chance to double him off over at first earlier for the Red Sox, and the ball got away. It seemed like Bartlett didn't hustle back, then he got injured.
Attempt a pickoff that got past Miller, rolled over in foul territory.
That's right. Here's the 1-1. Line shot right side, past the diving bone, not seeing a right field, a base hit. Two on, nobody out here for the Hillcats in the eighth. Back-to-back singles, and Suero is in trouble. And I'd assume we see a pitching change here soon. The Red Sox bullpen extremely active. And it brings up Jorge Burgos. His last time hit a show low shot out to right, or excuse me, left. One that bounced on top of the wall. There you go, another weird play. One that bounced on top of the wall and went over.
You know, of all those weird plays, that had to be the weirdest.
That's got to be the weirdest. Fastball misses away. One ball and no strikes.
Like, the odds on that, incredible. Especially going oppo field as well.
Here's the 1-0. Popped up left side. Jordan giving chase toward the wall, and it will land out of play. A ball and a strike. Just past the 2-hour, 20-minute mark here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, a 6-4 game. It's been a back-and-forth battle with the Hillcats in control for the most part. From the fifth inning on, Suero looks in for the 1-1. Here's the kick and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Challenge fastball upstairs. Hillcats had a 6-1 advantage at one point in the top of the seventh inning. Red Sox responded in the bottom half, made it a two-run game once again. Here's the 1-2. Ground ball over to Benassi to second for one. Meyer turns it to first. It's a double play. Athletic turn at second by Briner Benassi. Over to first. And there's two outs.
Nice routine double play. And although they're not able to get a runner at third in that situation, they get two outs. There's a big momentum there for the Salem because Lynchburg was having a rather good start to this half inning. And now I feel like all that momentum has evaporated with two quick outs. And now Suero tries to end off this inning.
Pitch to Tolentino. Up the middle, base hit. And the lead is extended to three. Trotting home is Valdez. And it's the Hillcats 7, the Red Sox 4. An insurance run on top. And now a 3-run lead. First hit of the game for Milan Tolentino. Brings up Will Bartlett. Pitch. Swings first pitch, fouls it back. Bartlett today. 1-for-3, a sack fly in the third. And the RBI, line out and a ground out. As well, fastball upstairs at the hands. It's 1-1. Myrtle Beach and Columbia in the top of the eighth. Myrtle Beach has added to their lead. They lead by 10. 14-4. 84 away. A called strike, 1-2. One ball, two strikes.
Suero set, picks over to first. The 1-2. Outside corner at 86, it misses. Just below the knees and outside. Two balls, two strikes. Runner going on a pitch down. It's outside ball three, and the throw is errant into center field. Milan Tolentino will advance to third, and a 3-2 count now, a big one here with two outs.
Just not a good day with the arms, Kevin. I mean, some throws have just been off the money. That one from Meccano. I mean, sometimes you try to see the runner at second make a play, but that one was well over the head, had no shot at it at all. Now payoff pitch coming up.
Three balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. And it's down for ball four. So Bartlett walks. And the only outs here in the eighth have been on a ground out into a double play from Jorge Burgos. And Miguel Suero has struggled. Luke Montz has seen enough. New pitcher. They'll go to the bullpen. 7-4 the score, trying to keep it at that. Top of the eighth. Two outs on MILB TV. Blake Lubier, the new pitcher in for Salem, comes in with a 7.94 ERA, and he'll be responsible to get one out here in the top of the eighth. Runners on first and third with two outs. And the hitter coming up is Isaiah Green, 2-for-4 day for him. Single in the second, single in the sixth. Lubier set at the belt. Looks in, comes set. The pitch is low, and it gets away from the catcher, Donovan, trotting home. Is Milan Tolentino, and it's the Hillcats 8 and the Red Sox 4.
Well, not the start you want if you're Blake Lubier. A pitch that goes low and brings home in that runner, but 17 innings pitched so far this season with a 7.94 ERA. He is one of the most utilized pitchers out of the bullpen, Kevin, with 11 appearances so far this season, 25 hits and 15 earned runs.
Next one gets away as well.
And Bartlett will advance to third. Back-to-back pass balls. And it's 2-0. Isaiah Green looking for his third hit of the day. Lubier kicks and fires. Fastball misses low. It's 3-0. In there, a called strike. Lynchburg has walked six times here today. Salem 5. Lubier for the 3-1. Kicks and offers. Outside corner, a called strike. At 91, it's 3-2. So Isaiah Green facing a 3-2 count. Middle infield extremely spread out. Three balls, two strikes the pitch. Swing on a line drive base hit into right center. The Hillcats will put another three spot up here in the eighth. Coming home is Bartlett, and it's Lynchburg 9 and the Red Sox 4. And it brings up Richard Paz. Paz today, a couple of strikeouts. Infield single and an RBI double his last time in the seventh. Pitch. Swing and a miss. No balls and a strike. Two outs. Top of the eighth. Another three spot here for Lynchburg. Pitch. Inside ball one.
Now, a tough half inning right now for Salem. You have such a great bottom of the seventh. Bring it back within two runs, and Lynchburg able to extend right back out to that five-run lead.
Target inside. Here's the pitch. Off the end of the bat, dribbles foul. Third base side. Got a final in the Delmarva-Fredericksburg game. 5-3 victory for the Shorebirds.
If this result holds, that could bring the Hillcats within one game of the Frednats.
One ball, two strikes. The pitch. Chopper back to Lubier. Stabs at it. Throws in time. And the half inning is over. Time to sing Sweet Caroline. Red Sox need some runs. Bottom eight we go on MILB.TV. It'll be 7-8-9 for the Red Sox. in the bottom of the eighth. They trail it by 5-9-4. Miller, Vaughn, and Mexicano coming to the plate. Davis Sharp trying to finish his first full inning of work. Struggled in the bottom of the seventh, looking for a quick three. And his first pitch is up and out at 87, ball one. Tyler Miller today 0-for-3. His average dipped to 170. Start of the day at 175. Takes a fastball outside. It's 2-0. The bottom of the lineup hasn't been great for the Sox. Just one hit. That one hit, a two-run homer. Up and away, ball three. Three balls, no strikes. Here's the pitch. And a called strike on the outer half. Miller was ready to hit the road down to first, but sticking around for the 3-1. The kick and the pitch. So I'm going to pop up in the infield. Sharp under it. He's there to make the catch. So Miller is retired. The pitcher making the play there, and it's Eduardo Vaughn, who walked his last time back in the seventh inning. A couple of strikeouts to go along with that walk in his first two at-bats. And he stands in. Vaughn's average at 198, dipped below the Mendoza line, 8 RBIs. Off-speed in there, called strike. Nothing in one. Pitch. Another off-speed, goes front door again. It's nothing in two. Myrtle Beach has tacked on to their 10-run lead, now 11-run lead. Got another one in the top of the eighth. Swing and a miss, struck him out. And there's two outs in the bottom of the eighth inning. Down East leading Carolina 7-5 in that game. Top of the ninth there. Charleston on top of Augusta 14-8. Once again, a final. Fredericksburg fell to Delmarva. And then Fayetteville, a 10-6 victory over Kannapolis. First one, 80 miles an hour in there, called strike to Yoberto Mexicano. Hit a two-run shot last inning. Pitch. Swing and a miss. 85 away. And it's nothing in two. Sharp comes set, trying to get out of the clean inning. He does. Strikes him out swinging on a pitch down. 1-2-3 inning. We head to the ninth. 9-4. Lynchburg leads on MILB TV.
Joe Donovan for the ninth. He'll lead things off, and it'll be Blake Lubier. Donovan rips one out to left field, but right there is Lopez, who makes the catch. One pitch, one out for Blake Lubier. As we start the ninth, it'll be Joe Donovan, Skeeling Rodriguez, and Yordies Valdez. One pitch, one out, top of the ninth. Kevin DiDomenico, Andy Losey here with you. Early in the game, back and forth game, 1-1 score heading into the fifth, and then the Hillcats roll off five unanswered. Red Sox come back with three in the bottom half of the seventh, and the Hillcats pull away once again. In the top of the eighth, it's a five-run game. First pitch misses, ball one at 90. Next one from Lubier. Swung on, grounded. Base hit past the diving Miller into right field.
Fifteenth hit of the game there for the Hillcats. I've been able to make some great contact in the second half of this game, Kevin. Triple the amount of hits that the Salem Red Sox have so far today. We'll only have five. You know, the Hillcats, one of the better hitting teams in this league as well. They've really turned it around these last few weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. A team that, again, has won four out of their last six and looking like they will even the season series between the two squads at five games apiece. 1-0 in their called strike. This is to Yordies Valdez. One ball, one strike. Man on first, one out. Lubier set at the letters. Kicks and fires. Breaking ball low. It's 2-1. And you can really look at the scoreboard as the, you know, a good definition of how this game has gone. Three runs in the seventh, three runs in the eighth, and it's going to come down to the bullpen. They can hold things. Line shot, base hit, right center. Rodriguez heading to third. He's held up. And now it looks like Valdez overran first, and then the throw to first is thrown into the Lynchburg dugout. Both runners will advance to second and third with one out. It's error number two for the Red Sox, and that's been an issue all night.
Yeah, make that another error.
And another run coming home. So they had Yordies Valdez dead to rights and just threw the ball away there.
Yeah, they could definitely have gotten Valdez at first, but Bonassi just airmailed it over Miller's glove. I mean, not even a play at first base. A few times today, it's been a tough day for Miller. Seems like he hasn't been able to get anything easy going his way with the throws, whether it be from the catcher, from the pitcher. But that's another heartbreaking blow for the Salem Red Sox.
There's Jake Fox, 10-4 game, double digits here for the Lynchburg Hillcats. Once again, as we mentioned, bullpen has to be shored up a bit, but Red Sox, we know they have the offense, just didn't match the offense of the Hillcats today. That was actually error number three today, so struggled with some of these throws. The 2-0. Outside corner, a called strike to Fox. And it's two balls and a strike. Pitch drops low. Three balls, one strike. Lubier in his outing so far, 18 pitches, 10 of them strikes. Trying to get one over here. Here's the 3-1. Outside corner, misses. He walked him. That's walk number 7 of the evening. Red Sox pitchers.
If you look at Lynchburg, Kevin, just taking a look at the scoreboard out there on the left. Very efficiently, they've been able to get runs across the board tonight. Five straight innings of at least one run. And I know today's been kind of a bullpen day for Salem.
Ground ball over to Bonassi, and he can't handle it. Throws to first. It's in time for out number two. That was a tailor-made double play ball that went off his glove. His only play was at first. A run did come home in the form of Yordies Valdez. It's 11-4. And there's two outs here in the top of the ninth. Brings up Milan Tolentino. Yeah, as you mentioned, one in the fifth, one in the sixth, three in the seventh, three in the eighth, and two
here in the ninth. Here's Tolentino. Takes a fastball up at 90. Line drive into left. Lopez coming in. He makes the catch. A couple of line outs to Lopez here in this inning. Sandwiched by a ground out to the right side. But two more come across for the Hillcats. Bottom nine we go. Red Sox need 7 to tie, 8 to win it. Bottom of the ninth on MLB TV. Red Sox will have 1-2-3 here for the bottom of the ninth inning. Edinson Paulino, Brian Urbanasi, and Marcelo Meyer. See what Paulino can do here. He's 1-for-2. Base hit in his last at-bat. Single in the third as well. Trey Benton will come into the game for Lynchburg to try to close things out in a non-save situation. And the first pitch is low and away at 94 for ball one. Benton, a 15th-round selection in 2019 out of East Carolina. This is his ninth appearance. He's yet to give up an earned run here on the season. That next one, a fastball at 93 is in there, called strike. The count is 1-1. So 10 innings pitched, just one hit given up. 17 strikeouts, 4 walks. Here's the 1-1. 93 low. Very impressive stuff. Hasn't given up a hit in his last two appearances. Longest he's gone is 2 innings all the way back on April 14th. So we got a ground ball pull side. Bartlett has it. Takes it unassisted to first. Her out number one. It'll bring up Bonassi. One out here in the bottom of the ninth. Benton actually didn't give up a hit all of April. And that was through 7 innings of work and 5 appearances. First one to Bonassi. Breaking ball at 74 is in there, called strike. The 0-1. So we're going to fly ball out to center field. Should be playable. Coming in is Green. He makes the catch. And the Red Sox head down to their final out here in the bottom of the ninth. Again, these two teams will be in action here for the rest of the week. Tomorrow night's game starting at 7.05 p.m. Salem looking like they were falling this one. They'll fall to 17-17. The Hillcats looking to get a game on Fredericksburg and now just fall one game back as they lost tonight. And right in contention for the top of the league. Breaking ball in there, a called strike to Meyer. And Lynchburg will even the series history here in this season at five games apiece. Pitch from Benton. Bounced in. One ball, one strike. To Meyer. Here's the pitch. Bounced in again. Tries to go another breaking ball. That one at 78. And it's 2-1. Marcelo Meyer today. A couple of strikeouts. A double. Sacrifice fly as well. The pitch. Low and inside. It's 3-1. Benton takes a deep breath, kicks and offers. And he walks Marcelo Meyer, trying to stay away from him with some breaking balls. And 93 low and away misses. So the first base runner is Marcelo Meyer here for the ninth. And it'll bring up Nico Cavadas. Cavadas steps in from the left side. Walk, single, pop out, hit by a pitch. First pitch to him. Takes a fastball at 92, low and away. The Red Sox and Hillcats were all tied in the third. The Hillcats rattled off five unanswered. Red Sox responded later. Three of their own, and then errors hurt the Red Sox. And pitching troubles as that one misses inside. 1-1. 3 in the 8th, 3 in the 9th. Hold it to a 7-run advantage. Benton set. Here's the pitch. Fastball low and away. Walks have hurt the Red Sox as well. They've walked the Lynchburg Hillcats 7 times this evening. Ultimately, just unable to match the offense of Lynchburg. Big swing and a miss. It's 2-2 on a fastball inside. Red Sox have walked 6 times. Haven't been able to take advantage with runners in scoring position. 1-for-8. Lynchburg 5-for-17. The 2-2. Up and inside, ball 3. And a payoff pitch coming up to Nico Cavadas. Three balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Marcelo Meyer off of first, 11-4 the score in the bottom of the ninth. Here's the pitch with a runner going. Breaking ball inside, called 3rd strike. That's how the game will end. Cavadas not happy, and Lynchburg takes game 1 of the series and evens the season series at 5-5. Lynchburg has now won 5 out of their last 7, and game number 34 is a loss for the Red Sox. The Sox will fall to 17-17. Hillcats improved to 18-15 and now just one game back of first place in the Carolina League North Division.
Tough game for Salem today. You know, always playing against a rival. You want to come out here and start off the week with a statement performance, but this one was the furthest away from making a statement performance that you could have found. 16 hits given up in the game while only recording 5. Those numbers have to change for the rest of the week, Kevin, if the Salem Red Sox want to get back into this one. I know it was a bullpen kind of day for the Salem Red Sox, so not really one person to look at and say that they didn't do a great job of it tomorrow. We'll see if they move back to their rotation for Wednesday night's game and see if we get better pitching to get the game going. But this one was all about that late game surge. 8 runs in the last 3 innings. You got to know how to finish off baseball games to put yourself into position to win. And tonight, it was a back and forth battle for the first half of the game. But for that second half, it was all Hillcats. And they deservingly get that 11-4 win today.
Yeah, 5 guys with multi-hit games. Yordy Valdez, Jake Fox, Jorge Burgos, Isaiah Green, and Richard Paz. So, Lynchburg explodes offensively in game one of this series. As you mentioned, 8 runs in the last 3 innings, an 11-4 victory for the Hillcats. Salem, plenty of walks, plenty of errors, didn't get the job done offensively as well this evening. We'll be back on the call tomorrow night, 7:05, first pitch. Join us at 7 right here on MILB TV.